The Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, had a chassid whose name is Rabbi Yosef Beshenkovich, who after over 40 years of intense Torah study became a huge Torah scholar, one of the greatest intellectual giants of his generation. And the Alter Rebbe told him that when he will have a son, he should know that for the good of his soul, it is better to be a wagon driver than a rabbi. And when that job was offered to him 10 years later, Reb Yosef was agitated and wondered for a long time whether he should fulfill the Rebbe's words and become a wagon driver or take a post as a rabbi of a town, until his wife, with her simple, beautiful faith, said right away that he must listen to the Rebbe's words and become a wagon driver, which is what he did. And for over 2 years, he faithfully fulfilled the words of his Rebbe, and he was a wagon driver. An old rabbi with a long white beard was a wagon driver. And once in a while, when he would have the time, he would stop and learn a little Torah. But for the most part, he was on the road driving a wagon. Until it happened that one evening, this Rabbi Yosef stopped at an inn, a kretschma that was situated at an intersection of highways. And a very famous count, a big Russian aristocrat, was passing by, and one of the important members of the entourage of this count ended up staying at the same inn as Rabbi Yosef. And this guest went over to the innkeeper and said to him that, "I need the following morning to travel right away to Senna, first thing in the morning." He said to the innkeeper, "Maybe you know somebody that could take me?" So the innkeeper introduced him to Rabbi Yosef and said, this rabbi over here is a wagon driver." So the guest looked at him, gave him like a dirty look, and said, "What time could you leave? What time could we leave in the morning?" So Rabbi Yosef said, "Well, I have to wake up in the morning and I have to pray, wash my hands, eat and drink a bit." So the guy's like, the guest's like, "So when is that going to be?" So Rabbi Yosef said, "I don't know. It depends how long it takes to pray." And the guest was getting annoyed. And the innkeeper said to him, "Don't worry, this Rabbi Yosef, he had known Rabbi Yosef, he's not going to be ready before 10 o'clock in the morning." So the guest turned to the innkeeper and said, "That's too late. Get me another wagon driver. This is way too late." He was being very antagonistic to Rabbi Yosef. "I don't want to deal with this Jew and his prayers. Get me another wagon driver. I have to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning." So the innkeeper sent for another wagon driver from the town, and that's how they decided that this guest would go with this other wagon driver. And the guest went to his room to sleep. Rabbi Yosef finished eating his supper, went to his room, slept for an hour, and then he woke up to recite the midnight prayers, the Tikkun Chatzos, as is the custom. And all of a sudden, the guest was suddenly jarred awake and became really scared of the sound of weeping, of intense crying right outside his room. He jumped out of bed, opened the door, and there he sees Rabbi Yosef, the wagon driver, sitting on the floor, reading a book by the light of a candle and crying. As is the custom by many at that midnight time to cry over our exile and destruction of the temple, but Rabbi Yosef was actually crying about his own destruction, what he saw as being his own destruction. He remembered how the Alter Rebbe told him for the good of his soul, he has to be a wagon driver instead of being a rabbi. And he remembered the old days when he would sit and study Torah alone or with students. And now he's thinking about today, where he spends most of his days with horses, and he was weeping bitterly. And this guest was looking at Rabbi Yosef sobbing, and all of a sudden the sound of the prayers and the sobbing entered this guest's heart and brought back long forgotten memories of his youth and childhood. This guest, who at that time was a member of the Count's entourage, his name was Shlomo Leib, who was brought up a pious Jew and had been married with children, but then when he was introduced to the winds of the Enlightenment, he slowly deteriorated his connection to Judaism, to Torah, to God, and he became completely alienated. He left everything behind and became completely alienated from anything Jewish. But all of a sudden, Shlomo Leib, as he was sitting and watching Rabbi Yosef cry, he remembered how he was brought up in his father's house and his teachers, and all the beautiful experiences of his earlier years within Yiddishkeit, within Torah, that he had abandoned. And Shlomo Leib started crying. And this went on for a few hours. until finally the innkeeper knocked on Shlomo Leib's door and said that his wagon that he had hired for 5 o'clock in the morning had arrived, but Shlomo Leib said, no, I'm not interested, I want to wait for this Jewish wagon driver. He gave money for the other one, and Shlomo Leib continued to listen, and at this point Rabbi Yosef had already began praying the morning prayer, and Shlomo Leib continued listening to this, and a river of tears burst from his eyes, and a storm began raging in his heart. He was so affected by the prayers of Rabbi Yosef. And then finally, when Rabbi Yosef got up to the Shema and said, Shema Yisrael, Shlomo Leib's heart was shattered, and he swore to himself from that day on, no matter what, he would repent, he would return to Hashem. He would do complete repentance and return to his home. And he ran to the innkeeper and asked to borrow his talis and tefillin, and he himself began praying. And by the time Rabbi Yosef finished davening and he went to look for Shlomo Leib, he saw Shlomo Leib was praying. He himself, Shlomo Leib, was praying. But then when Shlomo Leib finished praying, he took off the talis and tefillin. He all of a sudden said he wasn't feeling well and he had to lie down. And he actually became very, very sick and started burning up with a high fever. The whole night he entered a feverish delirium where he was speaking disjointed, rambling words over and over. He completely almost lost his mind and he was screaming in the middle of the night, having nightmares. And the innkeeper and Rabbi Yosef didn't know what to do. They quickly called the doctor and the doctor said, I don't know what we could do for him. He seems so horribly sick. Until finally the next day, Shlomo Leib woke up from his delirium and told Rabbi Yosef his entire life story from beginning to end, how he strayed from the path and how he decided to return to Hashem, and that no matter what, he's going back to God and to Torah. And he began crying and he said, he asked Rabbi Yosef to help him if he ever gets better to be able to do tshuva and return to his home. And Rabbi Yosef swore that he wouldn't leave him until he got better, if he got better. Rabbi Yosef tried to comfort Shlomo Leib, but the more he tried to comfort him, Shlomo Leib became even more agitated and cried more bitterly from the depths of his soul, being afraid that there was no way he was such a sinner. How could God ever forgive him for everything he did? But Rabbi Yosef assured him that God will accept your repentance. God will accept your repentance. And for 3 days, Rabbi Yosef himself was praying day and night and saying Tehillim and fasting that Shlomo Leib should get better, until finally, after 3 days, he snapped out of the delirium, believed that God accepted his repentance, and became healthy. He thanked Rabbi Yosef so much for everything he did for him, and they parted ways. A few months later, Rabbi Yosef went to Lubavitch. At that time, the Alter Rebbe had passed away in 1812. This was 4 years later. The Alter Rebbe's son, the Mittler Rebbe, was the Rebbe. And when Rabbi Yosef arrived in Lubavitch, he was shocked and surprised to see Shlomo Leib himself walking on the streets of Lubavitch. And the Mittler Rebbe wrote for him, for this Shlomo Leib, the book Pokach Ivrim. For this story is an introduction to this book that the Mittler Rebbe wrote for Reb Shlomo Leib. And when Rabbi Yosef went in to have a private audience, Yechidis, with the Mittler Rebbe said to him that my father, the Bala Tanya, came to me and told me that Yosef of Bashenkovich has fulfilled the intention. For the sake of one individual, I made a rabbi into a wagon driver. And now the Mittler Rebbe says, for the sake of the public, it's time to make the wagon driver into a mashpia, a teacher of Hasidus, which is what Rabbi Yosef became for the rest of his life, a mentor in Hasidus. He had fulfilled his mission. And the Rebbe Ayatz concludes this whole story with a very important Hasidic teaching. It's worth it for a soul to come down to this world for 60 or 70 years to do even one favor for another person in physical matters, and how much more so in spiritual matters. May we all fulfill our missions in life, those times when we seem forced to become wagon drivers, to spend time with horses and do things that we don't want to do, be places we don't want to be. May we always know that we're all on missions, and that sometimes the greatest moments of our lives and the points of our lives come beautifully wrapped up in what seem to be simple, plain, ordinary moments. May we always meet those moments with profound joy and complete presence.